And now this is a dictation for Stephen, S-T-E-V as in Victor, E-N, Oman, O-H-M-A-N, March 1854. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Sean, S-H-A-W-N, Ruth, R-U-T-H, 616-225-6064. Dear Dr. Ruth, follow up for Mr. Oman, advanced renal failure, last visit January. Has gained significant weight from 179 to 190, but says to be feeling well, and there is no major edema. Has a good appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding. There is nocturia, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood. Chronic dyspnea and feeling tired, but no chest pain palpitation, no purulent material hemoptysis. Denies the use of oxygen CPAP machine. Two AV fistulas or graft attempts for dialysis fail. Review system done. Medication list review. I will highlight Norvasc, Coric, Jardiance, Cardura. Weight 190. Blood pressure high in the office. Needs to be checked at home. No respiratory distress. Lungs are clear. No arrhythmia. No pericardial rap. No ascites, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine 3.9. which is baseline for a GFR of 16 in stage 4 advanced, upper potassium, normal sodium, moderate metabolic acidosis 19, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 13. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD stage 4 to 5, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, failed attempts of AV fistula graft. He is willing to do peritoneal dialysis. He's choosing Dr. Person, P-E-R-S-S-O-N-S, for catheter placement. He knows the sequence will be developing symptoms, making a decision to start dialysis, surgeon to place the catheter, coordinated with operative room, allowing the catheter to heal. Usually that takes about 10 days, 14 days, and then start education, training, if needed. Peritoneal dialysis at the same time as education. Presently, no need for EPO treatment. No need to change diet for potassium, no need for phosphorus binders, monitor metabolic acidosis and potassium. Other chemistry is stable, plan to see him back in 4 months.